Our guest in the cafe this morning is Shatina Jones, and Shatina is with Residential Living and Learning at A&M Commerce, but she is here today representing the Commerce Community Action Program. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what we're really talking about in particular now is the community garden that's getting started in Commerce.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tell me about this and where it's located.
Okay. We're the Commerce Community Action Program, CCAP, is working in partnership with the United Methodist Church to bring back, revitalize our community garden. We are looking to get a lot of community members involved because we want to teach a number of different things in an effort to address food inequalities, as well as to teach some skills to some families.
Mm-hmm. And this is behind the First United Methodist Church on Highway 50, and the church is right across the street from A&M Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big plot back there.
Yes, it is.
I've been back there a number of times. Some beautiful roses growing back there now, but not anything in the way of vegetables.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So how does this work? So you have this big area for gardening, and you're going to organize it into plots. So
yes.
Explain that.
So what we're looking to do is that it's already organized into plots that are actually risen up a little bit off the ground. So we want to be able to teach everyone to try to grow, if you will, whatever it is that they want to grow. So every plot could essentially be growing some different things. So like I myself am getting a plot and I want to grow onions, tomatoes, and I think I want to try my hand at cucumbers. I have to, you know, be mm-hmm. mindful of the seasons, but that's what I want to grow. But say, for instance, if one of my friends is growing corn, they're growing kale, and maybe they're growing tomatoes. The thought process behind that is to be able to kind of share those pieces, as well as for me, what I plan to do is I want to give a certain percentage of amount of the things that I grow back to a local community program. So I am looking to give some of my crops to the Women in Need shelter. So,
but people can have their own plot to grow vegetables for themselves.
Yes, they can.
And their family.
Yes.
And this cost is what for that?
The cost is $35. But if a family cannot afford that, just contact us and we will be able to work on that for them. So
essentially what, and you're thinking 45
yes.
plots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially 45 separate gardens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There in that area behind the church. Are you looking for, do you need volunteers or what do you need for people to do here?
Right now, the volunteers that we will need will definitely be the ones who are signing up for the plots. And one of the things that we want to highlight is that you do not have to be a master gardener. So we know that there are lots of master gardeners out there. I myself am not one. but we want to teach people a lot of things. So come, the basics that you'll need is your fertilizer, the seeds for the things that you would like to plant, and the proper gloves and the proper shoes. So come out willing with a willingness to learn. So that's what we're looking for in terms of what people will need. So we don't want people to be intimidated by the process because gardening can be a very unique process. But we want to get people who want to learn so we can teach them through the many phases of gardening.
We're talking with Shatina Jones, and Shatina's with the Commerce Community Action Program, which I hope we get a chance to talk about more. So when we talk about, I use the word volunteers, mm-hmm. but really what you're just looking for is for people that are interested in having a garden of their own to come out and get started.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And are there times when there will be someone there to kind of show them around and help them get started?
Mm-hmm. So what we'll be doing is that we will have different classes, if you will, to talk about these things. So on Saturday, we kind of had like our intro class. We were looking to see if we can do another one to get people together because we know that there's a couple different conflicting things that are happening. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you're kind of on your own. However, we will have someone who will be able to help you through those pieces. So for myself, I'm going to go out there on my own and dig and do those things. But it is up to you to manage those processes, and you'll still be able to connect with someone who will be able to help you through along the way. If you're like, I think I see weeds, I don't think I see weeds, to really show you the ropes, if you will. Then after our harvest grows, then we're going to actually have a canning class, which is also a good skill set that we see is very needed right now.
So Shatina, if someone's listening to us and they want to get started in this, or they want to find out more about it, what's the thing for them to do?
Well, we would like them to go down to Huffman's and sign up. That's where they can submit their money, and then because they're working too as a partner with us as well, because we definitely want people to get their fertilizer and seeds and such from there.
That's Huffman's Farm Supply, and that's on Bonham Alley, just on the other side of downtown Commerce.
Yes.
North side of downtown Commerce.
Yes.
Okay. Shatina Jones is with the Commerce Community Action Program. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. And you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETU.